Hello and welcome to the Mullooly Asset Management Podcast for January 20th, 2012. I'm Michael Cavanaugh, and with me here today is Tom Mullooly from Mullooly Asset Management in Manasquan, New Jersey. Tom, last week we talked about the Santa Claus rally and the January effect. So my question for you is, did they work?
Well, the Santa Claus rally certainly worked because the Santa Claus rally covered the last five trading days of 2011 and the first 2 days of 2012. And the first trading day of 2012, the market, the Dow was up about 200 points during the day. The January effect, we're not really going to know the full impact of that until the month of January is over. But the first 5 days, which is kind of the mini January effect, has certainly worked out really well. And in just the first couple of weeks so far of the year, we're off to a very good start.
So what are some of the early winners so far in 2012?
Well, it's hard to predict what's going to happen over the course of the year. And we, as a policy, we don't like to make predictions about the whole year. One of the great things about point and figure charts is that they tell us what's working right now. And that's really where we need to focus our efforts, is in staying away from things that are not working and really focus our efforts and our dollars on things that are working. So what is working right now? We're seeing different sectors starting to come to life. Machinery, something you haven't heard of in a long time. Electronics, and we're not talking about electronic games or toys or anything like that. We're talking about electronics used in manufacturing. Biotech is springing to life. We're seeing some retailers working. We're seeing a lot of the consumer discretionary names, that entire sector coming back to life. Now, consumer discretionary is what people do with their money, their discretionary dollars, after they've paid all their bills. So we're starting to see some of the companies that you would spend money on, I don't want to say frivolously, but you get the idea of, you know, things that people have a choice about where they want to spend. It's interesting to note that we're starting to see signs of life in the home builders section, not necessarily in companies that build houses, but we're starting to see real signs of life in the sector where, in what people buy to put in their homes. So we're seeing things like, again, these aren't specific recommendations, but companies like Select Comfort, that they make the Sleep Number bed, Sherwin-Williams paint company. We're also starting to see things like Pier One Imports work as well. So things that go in the house, not necessarily the building stock. So we're really starting to see things broaden out. A lot of different sectors are starting to really participate in this move, which tells me that we may have some legs here.
Okay, Tom, so is there anything that's not working?
Well, as usual, the financial stocks, the banks, are having a really hard time. It's hard for the market to really move forward in a meaningful way when one of the biggest sectors in the market just really isn't participating. It's an interesting speculation. A lot of these banks and investment companies and Wall Street firms are at some values that are pretty compelling. They're really cheap, but that doesn't necessarily mean that they're going to go up. Most of them are still in negative trends on a chart basis, so it's really hard for me to get excited about something like this. It's certainly interesting speculation, but there's just still way too much risk in the financial sector. And that's really the approach, Mike, that we take when we're managing our clients' money. When you talk to money managers, you're going to hear that, oh, this guy has a bottom-up approach, or this guy has a top-down approach. We use at Mullooly Asset Management a top-down approach using point-and-figure charts and relative strength. Now, let me explain a little bit about top-down and bottom-up. With top-down, what we do is first we decide, is the market on offense or defense? And we've got charts that help us out with that. And then secondly, what part of the world do we want to be investing in? It's not always going to be the United States. Once we go through those two levels, then we move down and say, okay, which sectors are in favor? And now that there's exchange-traded funds for just about every sector you can dream up, a lot of times we can get plenty of investment opportunities right there. But we'll drill a little further down and find out which sectors have the best relative strength, and then we'll drill down a little further. In the best sectors, what are the best performers? So top down, we start with the top if the market's on offense or defense, and then we drill down through each layer to get down to our investments. A bottom-up approach to managing money, you're going to find a value manager who's going to be looking at companies because they have a great dividend yield or because they've got an attractive PE ratio. They're focused more on the value that they can find in a company. Maybe it's through the management, or maybe the company's got a new product, or they've got some niche in their market, but they're looking more for a specific company and working their way up from there. So you get completely different approaches if you're talking to someone who's a top-down investment manager or someone who's a bottom-up investment manager. Now, of course, if you're relying on a podcast for investment advice or guidance, it's really a bad idea. We always urge our listeners to consult with an investment advisor before making a decision to buy or sell. Now, if you don't have an investment advisor, feel free to contact Mullooly Asset Management. You can find us on the web at mullooly.net. That's mullooly.net. Or you can call us here in New Jersey at 732-223-9000. And you should also know that none of the investments or companies mentioned in this podcast have been specific recommendations of Mullooly Asset Management. And this podcast is clearly not a solicitation to buy or sell any particular investment. However, if you'd like to see a chart of a sector or your favorite stock or mutual fund, or maybe a mutual fund in your 401k at work, certainly get in touch with us. Well, Mike, next week we're going to spend some time talking about relative strength. I think that's a topic that a lot of people would like to know more about. So we'll talk to everybody then.